Coat First Nation, a vile, hate-filled letter that was sent to the leadership of Coat First Nation in late April has prompted condemnation and renewed calls to address systemic racism in Saskatchewan. The letter, obtained by SASK today, is postmarked from CAMSAC and contains graphic, hateful, disturbing and dehumanizing language, including false, derogatory claims about Indigenous people. It escalates to violent threats, stating, "Dayu, expletive, pig feed degenerates," and references serial killer Robert Picton, adding, "Landfill is too sick. Good for your burials." Coat First Nation Chief George Coat was unable to be reached for comment. On social media, however, he posted, "Update. The letter received at the band office, which was considered hate mail, has been handed over to the RCMP and is under investigation. This type of letter is to be handled with caution and taken serious as a threat to our nation." On May 8, Saskatchewan RCMP confirmed that on April 28, 2025, CAMSAC RCMP received a report of a letter received on Coat First Nation. Investigation determined a letter, which contained offensive and racist comments, was sent through the mail, said the RCMP. "We will not provide further specifics about the contents of the letter as we do not want to further amplify hateful messaging." Saskatchewan RCMP say they are actively investigating the origin of this letter. If anyone has information about the letter, please contact RCMP by dialing 310-RCMP. Information can also be submitted anonymously by contacting Saskatchewan Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS, 8477, or www.saskcrimestoppers.com. "Most disgusting thing I've ever read," Indigenous advocate Kim Bodin, former vice chief of the Congress of Aboriginal Peoples and now a board member of the newly established National Indigenous Elders and Knowledge Keepers Law Society, described the letter as "the most disgusting thing I've ever read." "Somebody who writes something like that has deep-seated roots of hatred towards Indigenous people," said Bodin in a phone interview from Saskatoon on May 7. "There's no question that the author harbors a profound hatred of Indigenous people. This is why we call Saskatchewan the Alabama of the North," he added. "That's why, something like that." Bodin said the tone and grammar of the letter suggested it reflects a lack of education. He said what struck him, besides the appalling racism, is that the person who wrote the letter is a really poorly educated person, with likely a grade 3 education. Bodin also criticized the broader education system, saying it has failed to adequately teach the public about treaties and the history of Indigenous peoples in Saskatchewan and across Canada. Likewise, Russell Badger, an Indigenous educator and advocate who assisted in the return of artifacts to Coat First Nation, spoke out against the racist letter, condemning the ongoing discrimination faced by Indigenous peoples and calling for systemic change in Canada's education system. "I will let the police deal with them," said Badger of the letter's authors during a phone interview from Prince Albert on May 7. "A lot of our people are going through the same thing. We get condemned wherever we go. People say things about us. It's a regular occurrence." Badger, who has worked as a teacher on several First Nations and for corrections, including as a liaison for Prince Albert Grand Council at Saskatchewan Penitentiary, says racism stems from ignorance and a lack of historical understanding. "We know that people like that are more often than not projecting their own issues and trauma onto other people. It's a reflection of their history of what they are going through. A legacy of colonialism." Badger traces today's discrimination back to centuries-old doctrines, such as the 1452 Doctrine of Discovery, a church decree that justified European colonization and the seizure of Indigenous lands. Non-Christians were denied recognition as lawful landowners, and any territories discovered by Christian explorers were declared the sovereign possessions of their nation. "That attitude has carried on today," he said. "Any land not occupied by Christians is occupied by animals and beasts, so that land doesn't belong to anyone and they can claim it. It's part of our history." He also criticized Canada's colonial systems, including residential schools, which he said introduced violence and abuse into Indigenous communities. Under Sir John A. Macdonald's government, the Indian Act was amended to force compulsory attendance at industrial and residential schools for indigenous children. The Christian religions taught our people about incest and rape and pedophilia and all that stuff, said Badger. It was not part of our culture, but it was pushed on us by the priests and residential schools. A system designed to oppress. Badger said the legal and policing systems were established to control indigenous communities. The NWMP, Northwest Mounted Police, under John A. Macdonald, was modeled after the Royal Irish Constabulary. They were sent here to keep us in order, to intimidate us, and it's still happening, he said. He also criticized the education system for perpetuating colonial narratives. The curriculum teaches us to think white, talk white, act white, and want to be white. There is still colonization and genocide happening, he said. Fighting for truth in education. Badger and his wife, also an educator, are working with tribal councils in Alberta, as well as the College of Education, to push for a revised curriculum nationwide that includes Indigenous history. We need to get the true history into the education system, he said. Our politicians, senators, and elders must develop a curriculum that reflects the real history of this country. He believes that proper education is the key to reconciliation. When this curriculum comes into effect, maybe not in our time, but one day, children will grow up learning the same history, together, he said. That gives us a better chance of our children getting along because we all have the same teachings. It gives a better chance of our people working with non-Indigenous people for a better future for everyone, not just Indigenous. Badger also addressed misconceptions around Indigenous financial settlements, saying that the government fails to explain the context. Money owed to us isn't explained, so people get mad out of ignorance, he said. If you don't know history, you don't know anything, you just repeat the same mistakes. And that's what's happening.